You are listening to Daybreak Kamloops right here on CBC Radio 1, the CBC Listen app, or 94.1 FM here in Kamloops. Move on over, leather products, because an entrepreneur in Smithers is using scrap cowhides to help meet the demand for a popular West African food. His name is Stanhope Wanchuku. He's a founder and team lead of Ibano Specialty Foods. His product is called Pomo. I've got him on the line from Smithers to tell us some more. Good morning to you, Stanhope.
Good morning, and good morning to our listeners.
And how did I do with those pronouncers? I did my best.
Oh, you did very well.
Excellent.
Maybe your next vacation will welcome you to West Africa.
Oh, please. That sounds great. Okay. So, Stanhope, let's start with this product, Pomo. What kind of food are we talking about here?
Okay. Pomo is a popular food for West Africa, but it has spread to other parts of Africa and the Caribbean. It's made from cow skin.
And what does it actually look like?
It's actually golden brown.
What does it taste like?
It doesn't really have a special taste, but what it's mainly used for is to make stews, herbal soups, and all kinds of food that West Africans, Caribbeans, and lovers of West African foods like. So, but it's crunchy. It's very crunchy.
Okay, I'm starting to get a bit of a picture of it. So this comes from, you're making it from scrap cow hides that would otherwise have ended up in a landfill. Is that right?
Yeah, very correct. The slaughterhouse we have contract with, when they are done slaughtering the cows, instead of throwing the cow hides into the landfill, they hand it over to us. So we stop it from going to the landfills.
How many cow hides are you getting every day?
We literally take up everything they do. So that's why our expansion, we are considering coming over to Chilliwack, where we've learned that they have bigger slaughterhouses.
So you could get more cow hides then?
Yes, we take up everything they do in the government-approved slaughterhouse in Smithers. We presently get from Prince George to make up for our demand.
And tell us a little bit more about how you turn these cow hides into Pomo.
Okay, it's actually a West African technique. It's the technology. Okay, the process is originates from West Africa. But to meet the public health standard in Canada, we have to have a refined West African technique to suit what the public health wants. So in a summary, what we do is we burn the cow hides, treat the texture, because after burning it, it will be like plywood. It will be so hard.
Okay, so you boil it, yes?
So, no, we burn it.
Oh, you like burn it. Okay, I got it.
On fire.
Okay, yes, you
so
burn it, dry it out.
After doing that, they will have a unique process, which is like our business secret, which okay. I might not sell on the air. But we use a particular, no chemical at all, but we use, there's a way we use to treat the burnt cow hide so that it becomes soft and crunchy. Then we'll wash it, freeze it, and send to African stores and Caribbean stores across Canada.
Okay, so I got a bit of a better sense of it. I understand it's crunchy, low in fat.
Yes.
It can be used in soup and other recipes. How much of a demand is there for this?
Oh, the demand is quite high because before we came, 80 to 90% of the supply came from importation from West Africa.
Oh, so you can sell it probably for cheaper than the stuff coming from West Africa.
Yeah, of course. Especially now that the government has even placed a ban for the importation of the product from West Africa, because the process they are using to do that in West Africa do not meet the health standard of Canada.
Oh, wow. So you are the guy. If people from West Africa, they want it, they got to go to you.
Yes. Then depending on the smuggled product. because any other source you get now is smuggled, and there are few other people who try to do it don't have license yet.
Okay, is this something that you think non-West Africans might embrace?
Oh yes. A lot. We have a lot of people. Just like when you go to the farmers market every Saturday, you see Indian food stand, you see Mexican food. People from all over go there to eat. The same thing applies to West African food. It's wonderful. It's crunchy. It's not like doesn't have those effects you get from red meat and all that. So it's something people that love West African food would definitely enjoy. As we speak, some people not from Africa or Caribbean, they're already buying it.
Well, I'll have to keep my eye out for it. And thanks for chatting with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
That is Stan Hope Wanchuku. He is the founder of Ebano Specialty Foods in Smithers. He turns scrap cowhides into a West African delicacy called pomo.